Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Well, good morning. Yeah, and here in the garden, we're coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it will be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. Well, with us this morning is Andrew Goss. We're going to be talking about what's going on financially in the world. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us today. Andrew?
Denominations would be used as a representation of gold and silver coins on deposit in the Treasury.
Sorry about that. Here. Andrew Goss, are you there? We seem to be having some difficulty. Andrew Goss, are you there?
You look at the top, it is a Federal Reserve note. Now remember our...
Andrew, are
you about
there?
That. I had my phone issues.
Nope. Andrew,
yeah,
are you there?
I am here now, yes.
Okay, well, you go right ahead. Why don't you introduce yourself to our audience, tell them who you are, and of course, what is going on from a financial point of view today.
Well, I wrote The Secret World of Money back in 1996 and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books in 2003 to try to lay bare the situation with our finances. There's a lot that the Federal Reserve and the United States government aren't telling us, and I try to get the word out. I spend my days at SDL, Gold and Silver Coins in New Jersey, where we buy and sell the real money of the United States.
All right, fine. Well, what's going on financially in the world today?
The Federal Reserve is doing everything they can stand to prevent collapse. That's their prime function right now. Everyone seems to be under the impression that they're trying to somehow create a recovery, which is seemingly out of the question at the moment. Instead, what they're trying to do is prevent a total deflationary depression. And they're doing this by running in and pouring money on whichever problem raises its head. We started with $1 trillion for the mortgage-backed securities that the banks were holding. And then, of course, now we find that the banks have taken that money and gone gambling with it, losing portions, as J.P. Morgan's fiasco demonstrated. And then the European crisis has caused the Fed to indirectly make purchases of Greek treasury bonds and other instruments that might not be in the best interest of the United States, if you know what I mean. So all of this combined has really had the effect of diluting our currency and causing higher gold and silver prices. That's where we are. Americans don't quite understand what's going on, so they keep saving their money, and that's causing a big problem.
But the gold price is 1580 something this morning. I mean, they're dropping the price of gold and silver, And why aren't we seeing massive inflation with the massive amounts of money they put out?
Because of the way in which they do it, by allowing the Federal Reserve to buy Treasury debt in the open market, doing that can have the effect of creating a strong dollar, since a three-month bill or six-month bill is viewed essentially the same as a cash. If the Fed is running around buying, you know, 1- and 2-year or 30-year notes, as is, has been the case with this Operation Twist, they're creating an environment where we have a strong dollar. Couple that with the fact that the rest of the entire world is jumping into this side of the boat as they're mortified of keeping their wealth in the euro because of the implications of a European collapse. And you have a very, very strong dollar. I think our dollar index, we're at 81 today. And when gold hit its peak at 1,900 bucks or so last year, when Hugo Chavez demanded his gold in physical, this dollar index was around 74. So as a contrast, we have a very strong dollar right now, as the dollar is the cleanest dirty shirt in the laundry. It's the one everyone's putting on.
And so basically, of course, this money that the government is creating through the term, they call it quantitative easing. They do that so that you won't understand what they're talking about. You know, they use these phrases, and this basically means massive expansion of the monetary supply, but by calling it quantitative easing, people really don't understand what they're talking about. Do you get that impression? They're actually be trying to confuse the public?
Oh, yes. I saw a report by the GAO entitled "The Benefits of Reducing the Fiscal Restraint." So the argument on the cover would seem, oh, we're going to reduce fiscal restraint, by meaning we're not going to cut as deeply as we have thought we should in the federal government arena, because government employees make up 40% of the gross domestic product. So with their words of art, they're telling us that although we want to cut spending, we can't cut spending. And here's a fancy report with a misleading title that will take you off the path. So most certainly that phrase quantitative easing brings to mind P.T. Barnum when he was looking for another word for exit, because he didn't want to say exit. He said egress. No one understands the word. And here, if they just said print money, we're going to have to print money, too many people would understand what they were doing.
And the term financial restraint means don't print money. And so that they say that's a bad idea. In other words, basically, they're printing money, creating money out of nothing, destroying its value. But one reason, of course, we do not feel the ravages of inflation is because the banks are holding phenomenal amounts of money. Not only that, but the major corporations are holding financial amounts of money overseas. They're not investing it in new plants or in expansion. They're all in on this together, trying to hold this together just a little bit longer. How long are you going to be able to continue doing that, Andrew?
Well, I think certainly until they run out of zeros. If you look at the current situation, we have about $54 trillion worth of debt due and payable, and only about $17 trillion worth of money. That almost necessarily says everyone gets 30 cents on the dollar, or we create another $24, $25 trillion slowly and put it into circulation. I hate to say they won't crash, but
we'll be back in just a moment here with Andrew Paus here at the Howard.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products, because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best ways to find out what's really going on in the world is to read what the people who run the world talk about. One of those men is a man named Mortimer Zuckerberg. He is the editor-in-chief of U.S. News and World Report. It used to be a magazine. Now, of course, it's an internet magazine, but you can read Mr. Zuckerman's articles. I go to the Drudge Report. There's a place there where they list Zuckerman, and if you follow that, click on that, it'll take you to his webpage. And he certainly wrote an article on the 4th of June, just a few weeks ago, talking about what's going on in Europe and simply saying that you have a situation in Europe where you have a number of countries that where the people really like the welfare state. They like all the benefits of the welfare state, but they don't want to pay for it. And since they are no longer sovereign nations, they can't print their own money or devalue their own money and maintain the welfare state. Why, of course, they are simply threatening the existence of the European Union, and since Mr. Zuckerman represents the internationalists who want a European Union, his suggestion is the only solution to the problem of Europe is quantitative easing. What does that mean? Well, you're going to ease the quantity of money. In other words, you're going to have massive money expansion there, just as you're having massive money expansion here in the United States, and then you destroy the value of everybody's life savings, their pensions, their bonds, their stocks. Anything mediated in money will be destroyed. As they expand the money supply, you decrease the value of money. Would that be a fair appraisal, Andrew?
Yes, except, you know, the experiences in the past, such as the Weimar Republic, which unfolded over a span of about 18 months, you know, even though we're in a faster world, it unfortunately allows them more control. And so they can delay the effects of this money entering circulation through other means by keeping us in a condition of constantly needing more. Americans won't rock the boat, and certainly Europeans won't rock the boat. I think to the extent that the Greeks people, the Greeks and the French love their socialist benefits. He who votes doesn't say anything. He who counts the votes decides everything. And so the people that will go along with austerity will keep narrowly winning until the European Central Bank has complete control over all the economies of Europe. And they'll do this with a single unified European bond that all of the states will acquiesce to.
And I think that's what's so obvious. You know, they rigged the elections like they rigged them here. But of course, they just barely squeaked through. And they want to give you the impression That, oh my goodness, we just got this through and that through by a very narrow margin, since we're a democracy, why is it legitimate? Ladies and gentlemen, they rig elections throughout the world. Why should we be surprised when they rig them here? And the reason we're not surprised is because they control our reality. And they rig elections, and they hire people to miscount the votes, or they come up with phony figures, and they have their electronic voting machines. It's all to give you the perception you're going to be able to get, you know, an honest election, an honest democratic election. First of all, we're not a democracy. And second, why would we think that the people who count the votes are any more honest than the people who send our boys overseas to fight in no-win wars? Because, of course, Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, and they lied to us. And, of course, the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and they lied to us. And we had to go into the Kuwait war because they were bayoneting little children in Kuwait, and they lied to us. Why would we think they'd tell us the truth about the voting results? So I agree with you, Andrew, and I think we should be concerned. The goal is the United States of Europe to supplant the power of the United States of America and eventually to lower our living standards. How are we going to get the American people to understand what's going on, Andrew? I mean, you and I understand it, but the vast majority of the people either don't understand or don't want to understand, because it means that the utopian society we live in is simply an artificial dream created by those who control the media.
Well, we have to do what we can, continue to do what you've done all these many years, and hopefully there'll be others behind us who will pick up the message and continue it further still, because that's it. I mean, all the work, all the times you've talked about this on the air, you probably don't even know how many people you've influenced and educated to this subject. So by continuing to do this, I think we'll eventually get an electorate that understands that quantitative easing is just printing money, and it's not good for your savings, and it's not good for America.
Amen to that. Well, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number for this program, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, you have a comment, you have something you'd like to specifically bring out on this subject, or a question you'd like to ask Andrew. So basically, how can it be that knowing full well that the expansion of the money supply destroys the value of money, that they've been able to drive the price of gold down from almost $1,900 an ounce, down to, what is it this morning, 1580, something like that?
They do this, of course, with dollar strength. You know, remember, gold is the unit of measure, and how many dollars it takes to buy an ounce is what counts. So when the dollar is really strong, it takes fewer of them to buy. And when the dollar is really weak, it takes more of them to buy. And this strength of weakness against other currencies is measured by the dollar index. So what's happening right now is that everyone in Europe is buying dollars. And that makes the heavy lifting rather easy for the folks that suppress the price of gold. You know, they don't have to do much to tip that scale, because you already have hundreds of thousands of Europeans, businesses of every sort, individuals, converting their euros into dollars because they think that's the safest side of the boat. And in doing so, they sop up all those excess dollars that the Federal Reserve is printing. Well, my fear is when the European situation straightens itself out, and it inevitably will, we are going to see the reverse situation, where now they're dumping their dollars and getting back into their home currency of Europe. And that will not be something pretty. That will cause gold to go right back to its previous highs and even eclipse them.
All right. Well, who's calling in?
How you doing, Dr. Stan? This is Ed from Brighton, Colorado.
Question or comment?
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was reading a current article from John Shadowstats, which gives out the real numbers of the government unemployment and inflation rates. Well, he had an article, it was called Hyperinflation 2014, and he stated with the current spending and the inflation rate, which the government says is $1.5 trillion, but when you do all the numbers, it's $5 trillion a year of deficit. And he said the hyperinflation rates would hit in 2014, so I was wondering if you or Andrew has an idea or has a guess of when hyperinflation will hit, because I got a feeling that it will soon.
All right, now, what were you reading? Who is this you were reading?
John, shadowstatgov.com.
All right, fine. What are your thoughts on that, Andrew?
Hyperinflation is a strange bird indeed. You know, if you look at post-World War I Germany when the reparations were being paid, and this is the one everyone uses, the Weimar Republic, although the Zimbabwe inflation was much, much more intense in terms of hyper, Germany was the third largest economy at the time. And what they chose to do in order to address their problems, pay their reparations and rebuild their country, was to create a bunch of money. In January of 1922, it was 610,000 marks to the dollar. And by mid-1923, it was 662 million marks to the dollar. Now, that's hyperinflation. And I don't think we'll see that dramatic an inflation here in this country. So if you think about it, if you just add a zero to everything, and you do that over a 4 or 5 year period, how is that different? You know, in 1967, we had a gallon of gas at 25 cents, silver quarter. And today, a gallon of gas, well, that's a half of a silver quarter. A silver quarter is worth about $6. So you move forward and you see yourself with, you know, $16 gas or $24 gas per gallon and, you know, weekly wage following it. Just the same way that we look back now in the, over that 30-year period, that $114,000 house that went to $140 and then to $250 doesn't seem unusual. So I think by simply adding a zero to everything over the coming decade, the Federal Reserve can wipe out a great deal of the debt, pay it with dollars that are worth substantially less, and put the government actually in the position that, you know, a debtor who pays his debts off with dollars that are worth less is far better off than the person who's saving Federal Reserve notes. And a good metric to look at here is MZM, money with a zero maturity, published by the St. Louis Fed. It'll show you there's $11 trillion in America's bank accounts under their mattress, stocked in a hole in the yard or whatever. They're storing their wealth in paper money or electronic representations of this money. So in a regular inflation, a massive inflationary climate where you're adding a zero, those who are debtors pay their debts off with pennies. And those who save their money see their dollars turn into pennies. So which would you rather be if you were running the show? Would you rather be a debtor or would you have the government saving money? That would be the most ridiculous thing ever.
And I think probably the most significant thing is you have to define the word hyperinflation. Are you talking about Zimbabwe inflation? Are you talking about Weimar Republic inflation? Are you talking about hyperinflation, which I would consider 20% a year would be hyperinflation. And I rather think that is what they're talking about by 2014, perhaps 15 to 20% a year inflation, but not certainly the outlandish inflation that we've seen in the past. Would you agree with that, Andrew?
Indeed, I would. Yeah, that definition of hyperinflation, that's why I drew the analogy to the German currency. You know, that sort of inflation and the Zimbabwe that you mentioned and even the Hungarian inflation in 1954, you know, this happens in a very short period and it's an inflationary blow-off that usually is followed by a replacement of the currency. And it's very disorderly and people are very upset during the period. You could do it this way much more effectively, and again, we don't need that much inflation. What we need is essentially to add a zero to our money supplies. We have $17 trillion in circulation now. If you make it $170 trillion, again, in the view of the policymakers, you can simply pay off all the debts with these new dollars, of course, making a dollar worth significantly less, but not to the point of hyperinflation. That 20%, that's what I would put on the heading of massive inflation. Think of 1977 to 1980 in the United States, where interest rates were in the high double digits and inflation was running at about 12 to 15% a year. Nobody lost their minds. There wasn't rioting in the streets. We just came out at the end with a dollar that was worth substantially less, and a period of growth that was based on all of this newly created money.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, and then I got another question. With the Federal Reserve keeping the rates at near 0%, on your opinion, what percentage should it be at right now, 5% or 8%? Because I don't think that it could be at 0% or near zero for this whole time. So, you know, on your opinion, you know, what percentage should we be at right now as far as the rates of interest?
Well, as far as the from the perspective of those savers out there, and again, you're out there, don't pretend you're not, there's $11 trillion in current liquid money socked away in bank accounts. So they're hoping for a return on investment, and interest rates should be significantly higher than they are right now. They're clearly manipulated down. But here's the real question to ask yourself. Why would they pay for your money when they can create it for nothing?
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, in fact, is our caller still there or did he drop off?
I'm here.
Okay, have anything else you wanted to ask?
Well, I just want to bring back what Alan Greenspan said when he was Fed chairman during the Bush years. He said that we could always guarantee you have your money, but I cannot guarantee you the purchasing power. And then on another interview, I believe on CNN, I think the interviewer asked him, you know, how can we pair a debt back? And he said, well, we could pair a debt back because we could print money. And he actually, you know, said print money. He didn't say, you know, quantitative easing or some other fancy word. So I think with Ben Bernanke, I think we are going to have some kind of, you know, quantitative easing. But I don't know when that's coming, but I'm sure that it is real soon.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, thank you so much for calling. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I believe that we're in for some very, very difficult times. Andrew, do you want to get your webpage out, your telephone number, so people can contact you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I have a series of audio CDs. I have those two books. I have quarterly newsletters. Some of it we'll even give free to Stan Monteith listeners if you want to educate yourself. If you're interested, give us a call. The number's 800-468-2646. Of course, the book is available at your favorite local bookstore. You can hit us online if you're one of those folks, Andy Gause, GAUSE.com, or the commercial site, usgoldcoins.com. And a lot of information there as well. So give us a call or hit us up on the web, even on Facebook, Andrew Gause, The Real World of Money. We'd look forward to hearing from you.
And I think that we're in for a real difficult time, and I do believe they're going to destroy the value of our currency. I think they're going to impoverish our people. I think they're going to do it slowly and progressively. But, of course, they've destroyed 96% of the dollars that existed in 1913. They've done it methodically over this last century. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to find out until, of course, they have lowered our living standards, destroyed the structure of our society, and impoverished our people. And they're transferring, I fear, the leadership of the world to the European Union, United States of Europe. That's the dream. That is what American policy is all about. It is about destroying the infrastructure of this society. If you say, why would any country want to destroy itself? Well, it's because we have an invisible government whose loyalty is not to America, but to the globalist dream. Our number 877-254-7524. I think the hyperinflation is coming, but it's how you define it. And I think that Andrew's definition is certainly far better. They can do this at 10-15% a year, and of course the average individual can live with that, even though it means that everything he has worked to accumulate during his lifetime will be destroyed in a period of 10 years, and certainly their savings, their pension, all of these things will simply be a remembrance of things past. Well, Andrew, certainly right now at the present time, why certainly they're lying to us about unemployment. The real unemployment here is probably running U6 unemployment about 20%. They're lying to us about wanting to bring jobs home. They're not trying to bring jobs home. Their dedication is to transfer America's manufacturing and industry overseas. How do we know that? Because they've structured the tax structure so a corporation that remains in the United States pays 35% income tax. If they go overseas, they pay no U.S. Corporate tax. I mean, what would you do if you were a corporation? Of course you'd go overseas. That's what they want them to do, but they can't let the common American people understand what the real agenda is. How would you respond to those concepts?
Well, the dismantling of the American system would, you know, after the assassination of John Kennedy, we started on this reduction of trade barriers idea. The very first thing that we did when we founded our nation was we founded the Coast Guard and we built revenue cutters. And the Coast Guard's job was to board every ship that came into our harbors, assess the cargo, and assess a tax, which was then paid to the customs house. And we also had a strong central bank that was owned by the people. You know, the government held shares in the First Bank of the United States. That money that was made from the bank earnings and from the tariffs was then plowed back into canals and railroads that made our country great. And so this American system was perfect for this country and caused us to grow into the giant that we were when John Kennedy came into office. And it was only after his demise that we started to dismantle this American system in total. You know, after 1963 and 64, the silver was taken out of our coins and our monetary system, and the banking institution was entirely turned over to the Federal Reserve. After 1973, our gold window was closed, and Richard Nixon sent Henry Kissinger to China to negotiate these notions of putting factories there, using slave labor effectively, and importing the products into the United States without paying a tariff. So this dismantling of the American system wasn't an accident. And if you want to learn more about the American system, you know, look in your history books and decide for yourself. I think if we nationalize the Federal Reserve, put in strong protective tariffs at our borders for incoming goods, and then reinvest that money in internal infrastructure improvements, we put America back to work within the span of 1 year.
You're absolutely right, and but nobody, neither the Democrats or Republicans, will talk about that, you know, the necessity of reinstalling tariffs. And they say, oh my goodness, you know, why, if we had tariffs, we wouldn't have strong exports. I mean, we need to be able to export. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an export deficit of $500 trillion a year. We have that because we do not allow tariffs on incoming products, but we let the other countries throughout the world have all sorts of tariffs or other means of discouraging our exports. So we have a $500 trillion trade deficit every year. And they say, my goodness, we had tariffs, why would we have a big trade deficit? We already
and
have
you know that's deficit. Not true, Stan. Of course, I have a couple of glaring examples. The first, of course, is the beef industry, you know, Japanese beef in particular. But the most recent one that I found was just startling. We have chicken processing plants in Delaware and all on the East Coast, and Americans eat a lot of chicken. The thing we don't eat are the feet of the chickens. And the Chinese, they love these. They're like a delicacy. And so they essentially take the feet from the chicken and throw the rest of it away. You know, that's the part that they really want. And so it's, since it's the part that we don't want, the American chicken processors decided instead of throwing these chicken feet out, we're just going to save them and send them to China. And hey, here's a chance for us to finally export something to China. And the Chinese respond with a 105% tariff.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is morning, Andrew Goss. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Do we have a caller? Guess not. Well, Andrew, then we've got about 5 minutes to go, 6 minutes. So what are the thoughts you would like to leave with our listeners this morning?
Well, you know, I hear many people talking about the Federal Reserve and not fully understanding that subject. Remember that there are two branches to the Federal Reserve, the banks and the board. And the board is indeed a part of government, while the banks are not. The banks are privately owned institutions, and they're owned by entities such as Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. These entities have their profits in mind, not America's taxpayers in mind. And you hear a lot of talk about abolishing the Fed, putting them out of business. Were we to do that, were we to simply close down the Fed tomorrow, we wouldn't be able to function the next day because we do not have a replacement currency. By and large, Americans do not have the gold and silver coins that the Constitution defines as money. So how about we leave the Federal Reserve in place and simply take it over, lock, stock, and barrel, surround it with Marines, draft everyone inside. Now the property of the Federal Reserve becomes the property of the people of the United States and not the banks that continue to get us into serious financial trouble. If we start with that, folks, I think we can go a long way towards eradicating this menace that has driven the dollar as far down as Dr. Monteith talks about. And in reality, from the 4% of its value that it has now to zero is a long and painful journey. And we don't want any part of it. So we need to take action now in order to put this genie back in the bottle. I have an audio CD that explains the functions of the Federal Reserve, and I'll make it available to any of your listeners who want to take it. The other audio CDs I offer talk about the definition of money so that you can understand what vehicle you're storing your wealth in. And the third, protecting your wealth, is strictly a commercial CD that tells you how to buy gold and silver coins. So if you'd like to get any of these audio CDs or a sample of our quarterly World of Money newsletter, you can call us and, again, just mention that you heard it on Dr. Stan's show, and we'll send it to you free. The number is 800-468-2646.
All right, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand how the banking system works. We have about 8,000 banks in America, but however, six of them control about 70% of all the financial assets of our banking system, and those are the mega banks, the J.P. Morgan Chase, the Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and Citigroup, and those six banks control 60-70% of all the financial assets. So all of these other banks would give you the idea that we have an integrated, you know, banking system. We don't. We have a small group, of course, working in conjunction then with Hong Kong, the Singapore HSBC, Hong Kong Singapore Bank Corporation, and a few of the European banks, Deutsche Banks, a few of the others. They control the world monetary system, which is based upon absolutely nothing. It's based upon faith in the paper currency, which is worth, well, it's worth the paper it's already written on. But as long as people believe the paper currency has value, why of course they'll continue using it until that value is gone. And that can happen very, very quickly, or it can happen slowly, as Andrew describes. But in either instance, why they are going to destroy the value of life savings. This is what you need, alternatives. And if you go along the way everybody else is going along, having your money in pensions and insurance policies and in bonds and in stocks and in increments which are mediated in paper currency, why, you're in real trouble. And so do you need alternatives, things of value? That's what the smart people are doing. That's what the big boys are doing. But they do not want the small people to understand how the system works. Would that be a fair appraisal, Andrew?
Indeed. Yes. It's for want of knowledge, right? That's why my people perish, for want of knowledge. It's simple, but our schools definitely don't teach it. Our MBA programs don't teach it. The kids that are studying finance are not taught the structure of the system and the unique role that these six banks play. And if you add in three more banks and just look at the top nine banks in this country, you'll find that not only do they control the lion's share of the wealth, but they're in fact in debt through the derivatives market to the tune of around $220 trillion. That's more than 10 times all the money in existence. And all of the bets are made with their depositors' money, your money. And this is really why I think it's so important to understand how the banks operate. This is not your father's banking system. Bill Clinton totally dismantled the Glass-Steagall legislation on his way out the door. In addition to cutting phone lines and taking the bees off the typewriter, this financial trickery, I think, set us up for the condition that exists today, where they are taking their depositors' money, going to London, and gambling in what is virtually an open casino. You have to understand this, folks, because it's your money at risk.
Well, I think we're in real trouble. I think that people, hopefully most of our listeners, have at least put some of their money into fixed assets. You want to be in material possessions, not in money. Now, if you want to go out and you really want to gamble, go ahead and buy things and with the idea of paying them off in the future with devaluated dollars. That's certainly a way of doing it, but make sure that your home and your business are secure so that no matter what happens, you cannot end up losing it. Andrew, thank you so very much for being with us. Parting thought before we let you go?
No, other than the materials out there, all you have to do is get it for yourself. So the number again is 800-468-2646.
Thank you so very much for being with us, and enjoyed having you. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. and Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Dan, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. And as you know, we have almost 70 outlets across America every week, and at least some places why people are learning the truth in those areas where we do have a good voice. And I'm talking about Michigan, upstate New York, eastern Washington, here in Colorado. Why, of course, we do have a voice literally every day, and there are people who really do understand. And then, of course, there are others that have their ministries, and in other parts of the country, there is a growing awareness, far more than has ever been before, of what's really going on. Of course, there is a lot of disinformation put out. Certainly, the enemies of freedom have their agents planted within the conservative movement, but then they have them planted within the liberal movement and within certainly the religious organizations to neutralize them. However, there is a voice of freedom. It's increasingly growing. I think it's manifested by the excellent response that Congressman Ron Paul has had to his message. Of course, it was pretty well blocked out by the general media and his ideas of doing away with the Internal Revenue Service and the income tax, of massive cutting of government, massive cutting of the military. And as he said, he believes in a strong defense for America, but we're not defending America. Our borders are open. People are streaming into America. We have probably 10 to 20 million illegal immigrants here. We're not defending America. Our men are all throughout the world maintaining an empire. And that's why, of course, we have our troops in 130 nations, between 800 and 900 military bases throughout the world. We have an empire. The whole idea is, of course, to bring this into this one world government, using America's military and financial power. And they don't care if they bankrupt this country. They've already literally bankrupt us. But the dream is the idea of the United States of Europe and of Africa and of Asia and of South America, and then uniting them all together in the United States of the world under the direction of a vicious tyranny where freedom, as we've noted, will simply become a remembrance of things past. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us to get the message out, our number 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to hear my talks on the Forbidden Secret and on the Dark Secret. They're both on DVD, and they come with syllabuses so you can make sure I'm telling you the truth. And then, of course, I want to remind you, I will be speaking in Colorado there on the 15th of September in the suburb of Denver. And if you want more information, you can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. They'll give you the contact information, people to contact to get more information about our speaking engagement. And of course, we'll have a lot of our DVDs and CDs and other items there for you. But you need to read my book to understand why people are doing these insane things, undercutting the very fabric of our society, destroying the value of our currency, so the shipping our jobs and manufacturing overseas. When you understand 10, all things. My number 1-800-544-8977 until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare,